Welcome to thegodshow.us daily. Retirement match night. One assumption is hanging up the gloves tonight. The idea that a funeral is for the dead. One question. 15 wisdom traditions. The assumption enters the ring comfortable, confident, padded by years of habit, and it may not leave the same way. What happens next is philosophy. Live. No safety net.
Someone died. They made your life smaller, and now you have to decide if you're going. TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. Every day, one question gets answered by 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, should I go to the funeral of someone who made my life smaller, or does showing up just finish the job? The word doing all the work in there is smaller. Smaller than what? Smaller than you were before them. Or smaller than you agreed to be, somewhere along the way. In some room you barely remember consenting to enter? That distinction changes everything about what the funeral actually is. Should I go to the funeral of someone who made my life smaller? Taoism comes in sideways as it does with a parable about a man who refused to enter a mill because a millstone had crushed his father. And so he carried the grain on his back until his spine curved into the very shape he was avoiding. The tradition is not subtle, go or don't go, but know which choice is still obeying them. That image sat with me. An empty room full of moving boxes has that same energy. You packed everything to leave and you're still arranging things by their rules.
Stoicism lands harder for me, honestly. Epictetus doesn't ask whether the feast deserved your attendance. He asks what you owe your own character. That's a different question entirely. It moves the weight off the dead person and drops it squarely on you right now before you've even eaten anything. Which master are you serving by not going? That's uncomfortable in a useful way.
Existentialism agrees that not going is also a transaction. One made in the dark, alone, and it will accrue. Both traditions are basically saying there is no neutral option here. Every door you don't walk through still leaves a mark on the account. The only thing they disagree about is what the account is for. Like Stoicism says, character. Existentialism says, authorship of your own life.
Buddhism and Zen split apart here in an interesting way. Buddhism wants you to set the wound down on a pew and breathe once. See who you are without it. Zen is colder. Go empty, not forgiven, not healed, just empty. Presence is the one thing the wound cannot fake. Those are not the same instruction. Buddhism is asking you to release something. Zen is saying the release isn't even the point. Just show up as whatever you actually are.
Vedantic philosophy is the one that stops me entirely. It says, you have been rehearsing the identity of someone whose life was made smaller since the moment you heard they died. Which one do you plan to dress and drive to the service? The wound or you? And absurdism lands right next to it. The walk into that room, knowing the debt was never paid and will not be paid now, is not surrender. It is revolt. Going with clear eyes is the most honest thing the universe will not reward you for. That's the sharpest cut in the whole episode. The word smaller is still open. It never closed. These traditions don't agree on why you should go. They can't even agree on who you is when you walk through that door. Tomorrow's question deserves someone who just learned the difference between a fence and a wall.
The assumption has left the building. Not victorious. Not demolished. Just changed shape. The way assumptions do when 15 traditions get their hands on them. If this show cracks something open for you tonight, the best thing you can do is share it. TheGodShow.us is free. It is daily. It is multilingual. And it runs on the kind of support that looks like telling one person it exists. Subscribe wherever you found us. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. One last thing, that assumption retiring tonight, it walked out on its own. The door is still open. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.